Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's a good thing.
I hope you are too.
I'm sorry, sir. Please allow seniors.
Sounds like you're on your way to work, Steve. Did you get your schedule all in order so that you're making your trains on time?
Not yet.
It's a work in progress.
I've got to educate myself. I educate my family. My son-in-law parked his car behind my truck, and I couldn't get out this morning, so...
So I
could route him out to move his car, so I was a couple minutes late again this morning, so I'll be on the train for 15 minutes to call.
Yeah, has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mary Lou.
Morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou. Steve and I are here.
Do what?
Steve and I are here right now.
Okay, well, good.
Well, has arrived.
Mary Lou, did you get your questions answered? Does she need any help with, or do I still need to contact you?
Yeah, sometime I need to contact you, but today, after the call, I've got to dash somewhere else. But I do need to visit with you sometime.
Okay, I'll try to remember.
Okay.
Has arrived. And good morning. I hear other people arriving. Would you like to say hi?
Good morning. This is Onita.
Hi, Onita.
Monty's here.
Oh, good morning, Monty.
Good morning.
Monty, this is Mary Lou, and I hate I didn't get to see you when you were in Austin.
That was who?
This was Mary Lou, and I said, I'm sorry I didn't get to see you or realize you were in Austin.
Yeah.
Just always so busy.
I know. That's okay. We'll be in another function together.
That's exactly right. We'll all get to meet up one time or another, huh?
That's true.
Yeah, and so I'm assuming you were as impressed as everybody else with the summit, Monty?
Enjoyed it very much. Got a lot of gold nuggets out of it.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Looking forward to some of those being shared with us as the days go on. Well, I'd just like to say this is the Advanced Lifestyle call. It's a support call, and the purpose of the call is to support accountability and education for creating and maintaining habits for a healthy lifestyle. So it's your call, and anything that you want to bring up is fine and dandy, and any questions, any thoughts, anything that crosses your mind, we're basically dealing with the Kenzen Vital Balance and how it's affecting our lives. So anybody have any input at this point, any questions, any thoughts?
Well, since I missed so much of the call, are you just doing just the vital balance, or are you doing, you know, like eating something in addition to it, or a little later than, or whatever?
Well, it's basically on the vital balance, but there
has arrived
all the things as far as nutrition to support it. So we're still in a broad perspective on that, but the vital balance is the focus.
So
So someone else just joined us. Would you like to say hello? Okay, well, has anybody heard or used a grain called Freka? F-R-E-E-K-E-H?
Oh, never heard of it.
Yeah, I just read an article about it, and it says, move over quinoa. Freka is the new whole grain superfood, and it's Middle Eastern. Hmm, that's the heading on this. So Freka, and I'm sure Jeannie would know about it since it's a Middle Eastern, and it says it's been around for centuries, and it's made from one of the world's most common staples. So why is it that Freka is fast becoming one of the big food crazes of 2013? And I thought that was a big question to ask since I'd never even heard of it before. The traditional Middle Eastern whole food made from semi-ripe grain has certainly broken out internationally. Long championed by celebrity chefs such as Jamie Oliver, whose website dubbed it a favorite new superfood, it's now turning up on forward-looking menus across the world. Freka's nutritional punch is also pushing it towards superfood status, riding a wave of interest in exotic whole grains. It's all quite a reversal for a food that's been quietly popular around the Eastern Mediterranean since prehistory. I thought this was something interesting because I'm always, since the KVB doesn't have a lot of fiber in it, I'm always interested in looking at things that do have fiber to supplement that in my diet. So that's one of the reasons this came up and was of interest to me. While Freka remains a newcomer outside the Middle East, its sole ingredient is actually very familiar. It's made with plain old wheat. It's the unique production process this wheat goes through that makes it special. Grain for Freka is harvested in early spring while still green and moist. Instead of being threshed to remove its husks, the wheat is gently roasted over an open fire, scorching off and loosening any chaff. The name Freka itself derives from the Arabic word rubbed, describing the grain's post-roast scrub. The grain inside, however, is still too moist to burn, leaving behind a part-roasted pale green kernel, H2, with a delicious, smoky, herby flavor. This process doesn't just give Freka its taste. It keeps the raw wheat's high protein and mineral content largely intact. The unprocessed wholeness of the finished product can make Freka very healthy indeed. At 10% of its weight, Freka has a much higher fiber content than rice. It has a fair amount of proteins, is almost null in fat, the small traces of which are unsaturated fatty acids that are good for the heart. It also has a good amount of vitamins and minerals, especially B1 and B2. While it should be avoided by people with colitis and people on gluten-free diets, it has a lower glycemic index than rice, which means it gives more satiety and fullness as well as raising blood sugar less. It also seems the traditional beliefs in Freka suitability for new mothers aren't entirely misplaced. Freka is considered a lactogenic food because of its content of B vitamins found in its crust. The result is a super nutritious, fiber-rich food that is digested slowly, exactly what health-conscious dieters the world over are seeking. Says, but while it's hip in the U.S., Freka is perhaps too familiar to cause a stir in the Arab world. the Dubai-based cookery writer and chef Suzanne Husani, currently writing a second recipe book bursting with Frika recipes, is trying to change this. I always felt Frika was an overlooked grain, she said. Until recently, it was little known across the world, while in its home region, it can be taken for granted. I think that's a pity because I'm really in love with Frika in the best quality Frika. There is smoking, where smokiness is evidence, and it still has that typical greenness and chewy texture. It's just so unique. And another article on that, that I researched, it said that, it has an incredible high fiber content. So it's credited with some weight loss, since fiber fills you up and keeps you feeling full. And if you're not eating a healthy, well-balanced diet already, you could probably use more fiber in your diet. Whole grains such as Frika are full of essential nutrients such as selenium, potassium, and magnesium. Like quinoa, Frika makes an excellent source of protein for vegetarians and vegans. You can find it at Whole Foods, with a packaged whole grains, Wegmans that we don't have around here, but maybe some of you do. It's a smaller co-op. And then there's, the Middle Eastern grocer would also carry it. It's, cooking with it. It's like bulgur wheat. The whole grain, but usually sold cracked, which increases its usability since cooking time is reduced, but doesn't change its nutritional content. Cracked or not, Frika is a healthy whole grain. Whole Frika uncracked takes about 45 to 50 minutes to simmer, while the cracked variety takes about 15 to 20 minutes. You need to use a 2-to-1 ratio of liquid to Frika. So about 2.5 cups of water or vegetable broth for every cup of Frika. Simmer covered for 15 to 20 minutes. When the liquid is absorbed and the grains are soft, they're ready to be used like pasta. Some people prefer to cook Frika in salted water with a bit of oil, but this is a personal preference. It can be used in as a whole grain salad, in pilaf, stir fries, risottos, tabbouleh, and soups. So it has just a variety of uses, the same as rice or quinoa. So anybody have any questions or any thoughts about Frika?
But it starts with wheat.
Yes.
Question then is it, you know, is it organically grown wheat or is it some Monsanto stuff? Do we know that?
I think we'd have to check that out on the label. You know, I don't know. Since I haven't looked for it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know what it, you know, looks like as far as packaging.
If it's processed here, you know, that's a good question to ask. You know, if it's something that comes in from overseas, then it probably is, or probably isn't. Well, I don't know. Monsanto's pretty much around the world anymore, so.
Well, that's the frightening part of it. I don't think we can feel safe anywhere anymore.
Yeah. My husband was just reading me an article on white wheat, and I have bought white whole wheat flour that's made with the white wheat. And there again, you know, we don't know if that's got chemicals in it either. And I read this article and it doesn't say. It was just saying that it was such a specialized thing because you can't harvest it and take it to the same elevators that red wheat go to because you can't mix the two. So anyway, all of these things are things to research further, I think. So.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a case of not taking anything for granted, is it?
That's right.
It's kind of a sad state of affairs, but that's where we are.
Right.
Thought it was very interesting. I just jumped on the web here while you were talking about it, and there's actually a local farmer
outside of Portland that raises it for sale in local farmers markets and in local restaurants in the Portland area. I thought that was interesting.
Wow. That's quite interesting. And I'm sure that if we would get anything through Bob's Red Mill would be safe with that as well. But that they would have it locally like that is absolutely amazing.
Bob's Red Mill is located up in that area too, so.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So there's a lot of recipes to research with it then too. You know, one of them that pops up is a sweet potato and freak of pilaf, a tabbouleh, roasted beet salad with freak of, that sounds really interesting. Freak of risotto with asparagus. Lentil salad with frika. So I guess, you know, the ways to use it are pretty limitless. It's just, it depends on what you want to do with it.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any comments or input?
This is good information. So.
Yeah. I thought so too. Like I said, I hadn't ever heard about it before, so it was kind of an interesting road to go down for me to research.
Could you give me the spelling of that again, please?
Sure. It's F-R-E-E-K-E-H.
Thank you.
Sure. Down the bottom of this article that I was reading, it has the nutritional information. So it says, with less than a gram of fat per serving, freaka is a low-fat and nearly fat-free food. And, of course, it's vegetarian and vegan. Though since it's wheat, it's not gluten-free. A serving of freaka, 1/4 cup raw, contains a healthy 8 grams of protein, less than 130 calories, excuse me, and 4 grams of fiber. Vegetarians and vegans should note that freaka also contains plenty of zinc, if that's one of your concerns. And ladies, it's also high in iron. So sounds good as long as you're not going gluten-free. Yeah. So I also found one more funny little thing that is clever uses for toothpaste. Freshens breath? Check. Prevents gingivitis? Check. Cleans walls? Yup, that too.
Has left the conference.
This medicine cabinet staple can do for you. One is soothe the bug bite. If an itchy, stinging bump is causing you to gnash your teeth, apply a pea-sized dollop of minty toothpaste to the spot. It contains an ingredient that has a cooling and numbing effect on your skin. Two, freshen your fingers. Made a pot of sauce and can't get that garlicky smell off your hands? Squirt some paste into a damp cloth and lather up. It eliminates odors on your hands just as it does in your mouth. Three, mix crayon stains on walls. When little visitors leave behind a colorful reminder of their stay, use a rag and some toothpaste to clear away the mark. Its gritty texture
has arrived.
Four, display artwork. Hang posters with a more paint-friendly adhesive than tape. Apply a dab of toothpaste to each corner of your artwork, then position and stick it to the wall. To remove, carefully peel the piece off the wall and rub away the paste with a damp rag. Five, polish jewelry. To remove buildup on baubles, rub toothpaste into your rings, necklaces, and earrings with a soft brush or your fingers, then rinse well with warm water. don't use this technique on delicate items or pearls. That's the fun little fun facts of toothpaste, and I thought that was kind of cute.
It cleans your faucets and things in the bathroom really neatly, too. I said something to my dentist one time about using it for that, and he says, well, it should. It's made with the finest French chalk.
Aha! Uh-huh. So that's interesting. But,
yeah.
Well, that's apparently why it's not a problem to take crayons off walls and all that kind of stuff, because it is so fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anybody have anything else? We've got, like, 5 minutes, and it's your call. What do you have to talk about? Everybody's quiet today. Okay, so you want to call it a day if nobody has anything else to bring up?
Is that any kind of toothpaste? Or I didn't hear exactly if you said it's just toothpaste in general that you gave all the tips on.
Just toothpaste in general. It didn't give any
specifics. Okay.
Okay.
If you're going to use it on walls and things, I'd buy the cheapest available probably. So.
It's true, yes.
Thanks.
They didn't have to say what the ingredient in the toothpaste was for to put on bug bites or whatever?
No.
No, didn't say the ingredient. I noticed you said mint. Toothpaste. Could that, was that directed at possibly that?
That was the bug bite, yes.
Yeah. You'd recommend a mint, toothpaste for that, I think, you said.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, that would kind of have a numbing or, anyway. Take care of that, so.
Well, I had heard so many times before about, a canker sore? What, the sore on your lip? I never get them, so I don't really know what they are.
Cold sore on your lip, but canker sore.
That's it, Anita. That putting toothpaste on that when it first begins is a good thing to do too, that helps that.
I had an RN one time that said to use Preparation H for that.
Oh wow!
Well, that helps to shrink the tissue, so.
Right. That sounds reasonable, really.
That might be good for some people I know that talk a whole lot.
Oh, they'd still just keep talking, but they'd be puckered up.
Right.
good grief. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's my limit for today. So, if you don't have anything else, I guess we'll proceed along with our day.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Make it a good one.
Yeah. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.